Hello and welcome to Irish Lost. My name is Paul Barron and this is another one of our catch-up episodes for Left Behind. As regular listeners know, I took a couple of weeks off. Well, I had a couple of weeks off from school for Easter and I went to Chicago. So I was watching, I actually saw this episode as it aired. Well, not quite as it aired because we waited until we had enough time to fast forward all of the ads. So on the same night that it aired in the US, which was quite exciting for us. So welcome again to the show. Apologies to my regular listeners for not keeping up. And this is my sort of catch-up episode, which is just a very quick 5 minutes of my thoughts and theories. I haven't even listened to podcasts in the last couple of weeks. And I'm falling right behind in where I am about Lost. And at one point I thought to myself, I'm going to give this up. But I do have quite a number of listeners now. So I thought, just for the sake of that, people who actually might enjoy the show, I'll keep going till the end of the season and see how we get going. Still not getting a lot of emails and definitely not getting a lot of calls. You'll find the number on the iTunes notes. So yeah, I'm beginning to think, you know, why bother? I'm the only one in Ireland doing this, not doing a podcast, but doing a podcast about Lost. And I'm beginning to think, why bother? But because I'm not hearing a whole lot of feedback. And I'm having a lot of technical difficulties with my website. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Left Behind. So Juliet and Kate chained together. Juliet had the keys all along. All I have to say about this one really is, Juliet, I don't like her. I really don't like her. And I don't know what she's up to. And, you know, I'm still very sceptical about her. Really am. You know, it's nice to see. If I get a bit muddled up now because I'm not sure where I am in the episodes, it's, you know, her backstory is interesting, and you know, Kate's. Oh, was this the one with Cassidy? Yeah, that's right. It was the one with Cassidy and Kate. So Cassidy and Kate, another connection, interesting. But she never tells Kate that it's Sawyer, so that's interesting, I suppose, further down the line. But just from an overall general theories type thing, so they can switch on and off the fence and the smoke monster can't get through it, but they went right over it. You know, it was a good episode. This was a good episode, don't get me wrong. An excellent episode Lost, and it was quite, you know, it's we're back on track really, aren't we? You know, with the actual things. But that was a bit lame, I thought. You know, the smoke monster hits the fence and goes back and can't get through. And Juliet looked at it, you know, and she sort of went, you know, well, what's the story? And at one point I thought maybe they'd chained Juliet to Kate so that the smoke monster would get them. I thought the smoke monster can't harm Juliet for some reason because she's another or whatever, but it can harm Kate. But obviously that wasn't right because she had the keys, so she did it herself or whatever. So they're all left behind, and they go back to the village. And my one point on this, they go back to the village, and they decide to go back. Jack says, we'll go back to the beach. They've got lovely houses there. Tom's house has got a rec room or a games room that has got everything in it. There was a foosball table, a pool table, all sorts of stuff. And yet they decide they're going to go back to the beach and live on the flipping beach. Well, yeah, fair enough. Let's go back to the beach, but let's bring everyone back to the other's village and let's live there if they've disappeared. You know, that's what I do. Come on. So yet again, this is another short podcast. If you're looking at your iTunes and you think, oh no, 4 minutes, it mustn't have downloaded everything, it must have timed the connection, it must have timed out. No, it hasn't. I'm not waffling, and I'm not waffling because we're trying to catch up. And I'm not going to bother you because you've already listened to loads of podcasts about this particular episode and you don't want to listen to me. So thanks very much for tuning in. I'll be back next week with my proper, with my full-blown show. So I'll be waffling and going off the point and all sorts of stuff like that. Thanks very much for listening. See you all again next week. Bye.